A reading from the Gospel of Luke. While Jesus was saying these words, a man in the crowd raised a voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." Brothers and sisters, this short text of two verses is about Mary. Mary is the one who bore Jesus, who gave birth to Jesus. There is another text in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, which says something similar. Let me read it to you. "Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, 'Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you.' But he said to them, 'My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.'" Those two texts in the Gospel of Luke invite us to reflect in which perspective we should see Mary. There's no doubt that Mary, at the time of the early church, had an enormous importance, and the devotion started very early. Although the devotion to Mary changed over time, it probably became the strongest after the Council of Nicaea and Chalcedon, and the four councils of this period, when she was pictured, she was described as Theotokos, the one who bore Jesus, because she was the proof of the incarnation. Yet, as we all know, Mary is also a sign of contradiction. Some churches, particularly the Protestant churches, find that Catholics overdo the devotion to Mary. In fact, they're not against the devotion to Mary. Luther, to take him, had a deep respect for Mary, but Mary as a person of faith. Now, I must say, the text we've read today goes along the same line. It shows that Mary should not be blessed, and to bless somebody, it's an important word, for herself, for what she is. Even from being the mother of Jesus, it's not because she's the mother of Jesus that she should be blessed. Christianity is not a dynastic religion. The fact of belonging to the family of the founder gives you rights and entitlement. Other religions are like that. Lots of other political movements, especially in Africa, where I come from, put a heavy emphasis on the family of the ruler. And the fact of being member of the family of the president, that's the case in South Africa where I live, for instance, gives you a huge amount of power and privileges. Jesus didn't speak that language. Not at all. He insisted, on the contrary, on why we should respect people. And the text of Luke chapter 8 I've just read now said, "Those who hear the word of God and do it." And it's almost the same words in the section of chapter 11 on which I preach today. Those who hear the word and obey it. To obey the word of God and to do the word of God is similar. So, brothers and sisters, I think when we pray Mary, when we remember Mary, we should keep this in mind, that we need to do it in the right perspective. And Mary played a role in the Church of Jesus Christ because she believed in Jesus until the end. And there's no doubt that that was recognized from the very, very beginning. She was there at the cross. And likewise, the women who believed in Jesus, was probably many men didn't, should be remembered and commemorated in the same way. So as a conclusion, I would like to say, let's listen to this text. Let's take it seriously. Let's not look at who is who, but let's try to hear the word of God and obey it. Amen.